USD 26-week ordinary time 1. First reading from the book of Nehemiah, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8. In the month Nisan of the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, when the wine was in my jar, I took some and offered it to the king, as I had never before been sat in his presence. The king asked me, "Why do you look sad? If you are not sick, you must be sad at heart." Though I was seized with great fear, I answered the king, "May the king live forever. How could I not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins, and its gates had been eaten out by fire?" The king asked me, "What is it then that you wish?" I prayed to the God of heaven and then answered the king, "If it please the king, and if your servant is deserving of your favor, send me to Judah, to the city of my ancestor raised, to rebuild it." Then the king and the queen sitting beside him asked me how long my journey would take, and when I would return. I set a date that was acceptable to him, and the king agreed that I might go. I asked the king further, "If it please the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of West of Euphrates, that they may afford me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah. Also a letter for Asaph, the keeper of the royal park, that he may give me wood for timbering the gates of the temple citadel and for the city wall, and the house that I shall occupy." The king granted my request, for the favoring hand of my God were upon me. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, verses 57 to 62. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens, and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to rest his head." And to another he said, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." And another said, "I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home." Jesus answered him, "No one who set a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind it fit for the kingdom of God." Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. We must put God's work above all other works. The selfishness and self-enjoyment make people to forget their duties to God and others. They can lead people far away from God and treat others unjustly. To help people to expel the true vices, they need to learn to find out what is the purpose of life and how to reach this purpose. Today's readings teach people how to expel the selfishness and self-enjoyment to do God's work and the works that benefit others. In the first reading, even though Nehemiah had everything in the exile, he still felt sad when he thought about the holy city one where his ancestors were buried lies in ruins. He asked the king for permission to go back to his country to rebuild his ancestors' womb and the city one. In the gospel, Jesus gave us three necessary attitudes of his disciples. First, they need to live a simple life to have time and means to do God's work. Second, they cannot worry too much for his family members. God had power to help family members of his disciples. Last, when they decided to follow him, they should not regret and look back. If they did, they would rationally gather what they gave up and fall into temptation. Second analysis, first reading. How could I not look sad when the city where my ancestors were buried lies in ruin and its gates have been eaten out by fire? Third point. Nehemiah will to rebuild the holy city one. He is the Jew in exile and the one in charge of one in the Artaxerxes court. His duty is to take all food and drink before the king eats or drinks to guarantee fatness and safety for the king. Even though he had everything he needs, but he still feels sad when he thought about the holy city where his ancestors spent more time and effort to build up and now lies in ruins. When the king Artaxerxes recognized his sorrow, the king asked him, "Why do you look sad? If you are not sick, you must be sad at heart." Though he was seized with great fear, he answered the king, "May the king live forever. How could I not look sad when the city where my ancestors are buried lies in ruins and its gates have been eaten out by fire?" The king asked him, "What is it then that you wish?" He prayed to the God of heaven and then answered the king, "If it please the king and if your servant is deserving of your favor, send me to Judah, to the city of my ancestor raved to rebuild it." The king agreed to let him go, and he promised to be back after a certain time. Second point. God is the one who helped Nehemiah to get everything he needed. After getting the permission to go back, Nehemiah prayed to God, and then he returned to the king and asked further, "If it please the king, let letters be given to me for the governors of west of Euphrates, that they may afford me safe conduct until I arrive in Judah. Also a letter for Asaph, the keeper of the royal park, that he may give me wood for timbering the gates of the temple citadel and for the city one and the house that I shall occupy. The king who under God's spirit agreed with everything Nehemiah asked. Then Nehemiah and Ezra rebuilt the Jerusalem in a very short time. Second, the Gospel. Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. Today, Gospel give us three examples to show the urgency of giving up everything to follow Jesus, to proclaim the good news. To follow Christ, the disciple must have the attitudes. First, to live a simple life, to have time for God. As Jesus and his disciples were proceeding on their journey, someone said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered him, "Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of Man had nowhere to rest his head." Jesus, though he was very rich, but he chose a simple life to set an example for his disciples. Why is a simple life needed for Jesus' disciples? When one spends too much time to work for money, he will have no time to work for God. When one has too much, he will hesitate to follow Jesus. The conversation between Jesus and the rich young man in Luke's Gospel is an example. When a disciple had too many things, he will hesitate to be on the road to proclaim the good news. Whoever has least will travel furthest. He is ready to go anywhere to proclaim the gospel. Second point, to follow God is the priority. Jesus said to another, "Follow me." But he replied, "Lord, let me go first and bury my father." But he answered him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but you go and proclaim the kingdom of God." There seems a paradox in Jesus' answer. How can the dead bury their dead? The dead can be understood as human beings, because they all die. Jesus meant when he called someone, he must have the courage to follow him at once. If he waited for his father to be buried before he followed him, this showed he loved his father more than God. Whoever deserts him is not worthy to follow him. Did Jesus teach one to be ungrateful to his parents? No, but he warned people must put the proclamation of the good news first. God had power to take care of his disciple father. One must take the opportunity when it comes. According to experience, if one keep hesitating, he will not have the courage to follow Jesus. Third point, one following God do not turn back. And another said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say farewell to my family at home. Jesus answered him, no one who set a hand to the plow and look to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. This is a real experience for farmers. When one uses oxen or buffalo to plow, he must look straight forward. If he looks back, the furrow will not be straight. In the book of Genesis, Lot's wife, because of regretting her properties, disobeyed the angel's command and looked back. She immediately became a column of salt. The disciple who gave up everything to follow Christ should not regret of anything. If he did, he will rightly gather all things he gave up, and the result is braver than the time he gave up. Application in life. We must put God's work above our individual works, as we always pray in the Our Father. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as also in heaven. The most important work is to contribute to the proclamation of the good news, so that everybody might believe in Christ and inherit the eternal life. Amen.